traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, a podcast to promote and improve your practice as an athletic trainer. Today, go Bears! Is that right? Did I get the hand signal right, Kyle?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm thumbing a little bit closer. Okay. All right. So I think maybe that's Texas Tech or Red Raiders. I don't know. But KP is an avid social media guy, and almost everything I see on social media is either related to Monroe Central or Go Bears or his beautiful wife and daughter. And so KP has joined us today to talk about how you can use social media to help improve or grow the outreach of your sports medicine program and how you can use that to positively impact the world and the community around you. So, Kyle, welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
And so this podcast will be sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/GoBears. GoBears. So for KP, that's sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/GoBears. This podcast is also kind of in conjunction with a talk that I've been asked to give at SWATA, which is the Texas and Arkansas Athletic Trainers District, so District 6. So if you're checking out this podcast and hopefully you're catching me at SWATA or just listen to me at SWATA and then you're checking this out. So, Kyle, what do you think is one of the best ways that you have benefited from social media as far as athletic training?
I think, honestly, the biggest reason and kind of why I started, starting it kind of just to be fun, but it's really advocated for athletic training. And one of the coolest things I've gotten over the past few years has been, hey, I had no idea what athletic training was, but now I do because of your videos. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I still think there's so many people that have no idea what athletic trainers do. So I think this has kind of been a good outlet to show that. Even some of my high school kids that I have as my athletes are like, hey, I didn't know what it went into all this job that you do. And we just kind of see the outside. And so it's been really cool.
All right. So I feel like my Twitter is mostly athletic trainers, right? Mm-hmm. So how does the posting something constantly get to them, like get to the outside world is what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
So like if I post something on Twitter, most of the people who see it are going to be athletic trainers.
I got you.
So how do I advocate for non-athletic trainers if my circle is athletic trainers?
Okay. I guess TikTok's a little bit easier because I think I'm followed by a lot of people that are just athletes and random people, I guess, on the app. But Twitter, as far as that goes, usually I have my Mercer athletic training, I have my personal one, and usually I retweet it through mine or something like that. And then depending on who likes and who retweets it or whatever, it shows up on other people's feeds. So as far as that goes, I think it can be seen by others. It just kind of depends on who interacts with it, I guess.
All right. If you had to choose one social media platform, which one would you choose?
TikTok for sure.
Why?
I think it's video wise and I guess impact wise. I really think it's been the best. It's one of the most popular ones right now. And it seems like everybody has it. I like being silly and making videos. Videos have kind of always been even in high school, we made silly random YouTube videos, but kind of the creative ability of making a video has been a lot of fun. So I really like TikTok.
All right. And so just in case somebody is really new to the social media, TikTok is kind of like a short form video. Is there like a 10-second limit, something like that?
So it's changed over the last few years. I think you can do 15 second, 60 second or 3 minute. And some people even do 10 minutes, which I've never tried that, but my longest are usually a little bit over a minute, depending.
Sorry, just taking notes. So my wife once warned me, like if somebody's watching live, if they're watching the video, like I look off to the side. It's because I type in the show notes here so I can kind of keep track of what we're doing.
Yeah.
So if you're watching the video instead of just listening to the podcast and you see me looking to the side a lot, that's because I'm checking the show notes and seeing where we're headed. All right. So I know that you host a benefit 5K, like a mm-hmm. for your sports medicine. Do you feel like social media has helped that at all?
A little bit. I don't think I feel like I'm good at social media a decent amount, but sometimes I feel like I don't push other stuff as much as I should. So I've posted about it before. I guess nobody's really said they came because of that, but I'm going to try to. We got a couple months from a couple of days ago, I guess. So we have 2 months more. So I think I may start posting about it and see if I can get some interest. And maybe there's a lot of the high schoolers around our area follow me and I guess know me. So I'm hoping to maybe get some of those people to come out and kind of grow that thing to make it as big as ever.
Okay. So talking about that statement right there, a lot of the people follow me and know me. So kind of what does that do for you personally? And like, how does that impact the decisions you make?
It's been weird. That's for sure. That's why I tell my wife, I've always been outgoing. I think most people know that from just me anyways. But like at first, when I first started to kind of get recognized, definitely like when I was kind of away from my home base, I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. And I'd be kind of awkward, which I never am. And then Kenzie's like, hey, just imagine like if you have a person you follow that has a lot of followers and they're like, oh, you know, hey, how are you? So now I just get pumped and it's fun. And just knowing that they follow me and see all the videos that I post is good. But I don't know. It's been a lot of fun, but kind of weird at the same time.
Right. So that's kind of a conversation like I have with my kids sometimes, you know, like I just received a Mark Pro, right? The Mark Pro Plus. And that's part of my impact with social media is, you know, obviously I do the podcast and those kind of things. And it positively impacts my practice here as an athletic trainer. One of the things that I've spoken before about was that, do you have athletic periods in for the school? Like, do the kids come have a class where they do athletics?
No. I don't come until 2 o'clock when I start my day.
So here in Texas, I'm here at first period because we have first period athletics. We have fourth period athletics. We have seventh period athletics. Okay. And one of the schools in my district has like all seven periods they have in athletic class. And until Twitter, I didn't know that was not a thing because, you know, up in different parts of the country. So one of the things is like, oh, hey, this helps me understand different people's perspectives and outlooks as far as healthcare, as far as athletic training. So what are some of the things on that you feel like you've taken from social media?
That's what's been really cool, definitely with TikTok, because that's kind of how I got started with everything. Like I feel like I always call them the OG AT TikTokers, the kind of, there's about 10 of us, I feel like, when we kind of all started, and now it's just boomed. I mean, there is probably 100, maybe 1,000, I don't know. There's hundreds of athletic trainers now that are on TikTok, and seeing the way they make their videos are just like kind of explaining what they do and how different it is even for me. I mean, I've only been, this is my sixth year, so I'm still pretty new, but like seeing the way that some people do things that I feel like I do every day, but differently and maybe even better. So I think it, honestly, social media has actually impacted my performance as an athletic trainer. I feel like just getting those ideas from others. I mean, I feel like that's how we kind of all grow. I mean, you help out your coworkers, help out all the other athletic trainers that you have. So.
All right. So you've taken a lot of ideas from social media on ways to impact and improve. So you said, I think last time we were on, or at some point you've said that you post a video every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, a 1 minute TikTok video, how long does that take you to make?
I don't make too many that are 1 minute. Some of them, like the other day, I made one that was 6 seconds long. So it all just depends. Like we started spring sports this week. So we had a baseball game Monday and we had a track meet yesterday. So I've created the get ready for a softball or baseball game with me. So I do all those, but I mean, that takes an hour and a half to like however long it takes me to set up. I just film while I'm doing it. But then some of those short ones that are just like funny audio clips that I have some lighthearted humor could take a minute. I mean, it all just depends. I feel like the ones that I expect to do really well, like I feel like I put a lot of time in, never do. And then the ones that took 5 seconds get like a million views. But that's what I've really been better. My wife has helped me too. Like it's never about the views on what I do. I just put it out there and hope the right people see it. Doesn't matter if it gets one view or a million. So.
All right. Thinking about the, like, so you've recorded all the little pieces of, you know, set up for the game with me, or you've taken a picture, you know, okay, well, here's the cooler. Here's me dragging the cart behind me. Here's me filling up the coolers, making the Gatorade, putting ice in the bag. So how long does it take you to put all those pieces together?
So I just, on the app, it just go, like, I'll record a certain part and then I can record the next part right away. I mean, it just, it's ready for that.
So if you're making an hour and a half video, or basically, like, you know, 1 second out of, you know, 10 seconds out of an hour and a half, you just leave that app open for an hour and a half?
I mean, I lock it. I just open it when I need to record again.
All right. And then you also, like you said, TikTok is your kind of your number one, your top dog there. But you also post those on, I think, Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. So tell me a little bit more about that process so that other people could possibly do the same.
Yep. So I started out with, Twitter when I first started at MC, Monero Central AT. That's kind of where that came from. And then I got TikTok in March of 2020, right before COVID hit. Instagram came about a little bit later, pretty much like my followers couldn't message me on TikTok just the way that you have to follow each other to message. Well, I wanted an outlet for them to reach out to me if they had questions, which has been good. So Instagram allows that. You can request a message. So then I started that Instagram. It's gotten up pretty good. It's over 1,000 somewhere over there. And then I created a Facebook kind of shortly after that. And then I don't post all my videos on Twitter. I guess kind of the ones I think athletic trainers, I guess, will benefit from, because like you said, that's kind of who sees most of Twitter, at least for me, it seems like. And then I started a YouTube. I think that's the most recent, and it's YouTube Shorts. So I just upload my TikTok videos to there. It's just another kind of realm for people to see it. I just try to get out there as much as I can, as many eyes as I can.
All right. So let's kind of go back to the time that it takes. Obviously, when you first start, you know, a 30 second video is going to take you 30 minutes because you have to, oh, wait, I don't like that angle. Oh, wait, I'm not comfortable with this. Oh, wait, how do I publish this? What, you know, what words do I use here? Things like that. And so right now, if you were to create a video and post it on, you know, three or four of the platforms, how long is that going to take you? And talk a little bit about that process.
Like, how long is it going to take me to post everything?
Yeah. So if you're going to say, okay, I'm going to film a, you know, that one that you did where you're the athlete and the weight, you're throwing the weight off your shoulder. He's like, I don't know what happened, that kind of thing. So how long did that take you to create, to post to TikTok and then Instagram and then wherever else you posted it?
That one probably took 5-10 minutes. It wasn't too bad. The first one where I dropped the dumbbell took me a couple times because it just didn't look right. I have to try to time that out. I've gotten better at it, but I'm still not the best. So once I got that created, I made sure it fit the sound right. And then come up with the caption, do all the hashtags I always do on every video. And then I pretty much just copy that description, make a little header thing that's on the TikTok when the video is posted. And then I pretty much just, the video gets saved once I post TikTok. So then I upload that to Instagram with the caption, Facebook with the caption, YouTube with the caption, and then go from there. So as long as I have time, I post all four. Every now and again, I just post to TikTok. If I'm at MC and if I had a little break to make a video and then post it, but then of course I get busy in athletes. So I can't just not do that. So,
of course.
But it's I've gotten, I think, quicker at it over the years.
All right. So to make that video and post it is about 10, 15 minutes. Do you use the native apps? Like, you use the YouTube app, you use the Facebook app, you use the Instagram app, and use the TikTok, and you don't use there are like Meet Edgar or some of those other things where you can post to everything at once?
No, I haven't yet. I probably should look into something like that.
I know I used to use them, and then they started like, oh, well, now you have to pay to use it or something like that. I was like, forget it.
Naturally.
Okay. So we're looking at, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. And as you do it, you get a little bit faster. You said you also use a lot of hashtags. Do you have that like saved in a Word document, or you just type them all out every time? Or
I just type them out because I usually use four. I use hashtag athletic trainer, sports medicine, Go Bears, and athletic training. And then like for Monday, we had a baseball game, so I just put hashtag baseball. And then I just use all those, just kind of easy to find. It's in my niche, or however you say that. So I make sure athletic trainer is always on there. And so it's easier to find, I think.
Do you ever search for hashtags?
Yep, every now and again.
And just kind of see like what's trending, or you just if maybe you're looking for shoulder rehab, you search for shoulder rehab kind of thing?
Yeah, yep.
I gotcha. All right. And specifically, I talked about like the Mark Pro, or I've received a med kit, or the Polar Life Pod, those things. You know, I received a lot of those things because of the podcast, because of the social media and things like that. And that obviously positively impacts my practice here. And I've talked about how I've learned different people's perspective and understanding. So what would you say to someone who wants to, I guess, get donations, or, you know, be kind of like a brand influencer or something like that?
That's one thing I never expected from this. And that's what I kind of had to learn on the fly. I've never been like business minded, you could say, I guess. So when I first, I don't know when it would have been, I think Foobag would have been my first kind of thing. And Craig is awesome. Craig actually saw me on Twitter before he even knew I had a TikTok following. So we became actual best friends, him and his wife. It's my wife as well. So he reached out to me and sent me a Foobag. And then kind of from there, it kind of just all started trickling in, especially when I started to get a lot of traction. The following count, of course, helps. How many, and that's kind of, at first, businesses just reached out to me. I never even tried to reach out to anybody. And then like, once I was like, hey, Mentor Central Athletic Training is almost a business now to a certain realm, at least in these videos and stuff. So then I kind of started, you know, if they say no, that's fine. But I would reach out, hey, do you want me to review any of your products? I have now, I think 165,000 followers, mostly a lot of athletes, and then quite a bit of athletic trainers. Would you want me to post about, you know, whatever product? But then I've gotten good connections, like with MyoGuard, and I've done a few things for Gatorade. Kramer sent me some stuff. So, I mean, it's been weird, but pretty cool. Impact Athletics sent me a Medic XL table. And then from me posting, because I think most time, like, I kind of just, you know, like Rhino Supercart, I did like an X amount of videos for a certain amount of money off of that product. So then I posted all those, but I keep going. I mean, it's going to be in the background of all my videos anyways, but then like, the Mech XL table brought customers from my video, and they reached out to like Impact Athletic, like, hey, because I saw KP's video, I want to buy one of these or two of these. And I think they ended up selling like 10 just off. So, I mean, I don't know. I never thought that would kind of be in this realm, but it has been. So it's been pretty cool.
All right. So talk a little bit more about that from a school district, you know, thing. Have they ever said anything to you? Did you go ask for permission first?
As far as like my school?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been kind of funny because the admin team's been 100% supportive, but they didn't really understand what was going on at first, just like kind of everybody. And me included in that. But then once I kind of started gaining some traction, I would say, hey, you know, I'm getting some of these products and some of this stuff. And they've been 100% supportive with everything. And I, like you mentioned earlier, I have my 5K. I raise a lot of money as well for my athletic training. I usually do about 10 grand a year, which is kind of nuts to think about. But I have multiple fundraisers each year. So, no, they've been 100% supportive.
Have you ever had to pull a video or something like that? Because I know sometimes you have some of your student athletes in the videos, and have you ever had to like post, you know, you post one and you're like, oh wait, I can't do that. Or somebody from admin or a parent said, hey, you can't do that.
Nope. Not yet. Some ATs put a lot of their athletes in, but I think there's different policies, of course, but like mine personally, it's not really the school. If I put an athlete in, I reach out to their parents. Hey, I'm going to put this out on 5 social medias. Is that okay? And if they say no, of course I'm not going to, but no, I always get permission, but I don't really post my athletes too much. And if I do, it's kind of the same athlete just cause I know I already have permission, but I've kind of stayed away from that a little bit. I've started a little bit more in the last year or so, but I like to get them involved. They love it, but I just want to make sure everybody's safe too.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, if the students are involved and they're going to share it, and then that's going to kind of bring more views and followers. And
yep.
Again, it depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to just learn, then, you know, join Twitter and follow, you know, AT Twitter hashtag, something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
If your goal is to create a following and publicity for your program, not necessarily wanting to build followers or brand affiliations, what would you say if someone wants to just promote what they're doing. What do you think? TikTok, Instagram?
I would do a multiple of both. I think it, cause it reaches different people, I think. And like, cause if I never, I don't think if I ever made TikTok, I wouldn't gain much traction anywhere else. But in our, like what I've told other people, like there's been some athletic trainers around here. Hey, you know, what if I, you know, tried to do a I'm like, just make one, man. Like no matter if you're making a video about an ankle tape, or if you're making a video about setting up for a game or stuff like that, like if it reaches the right person, that's all it matters. Like just have fun with it. And that's what, like, social media should be fun. And the way I perceive social media, at least for myself and MC athletic training, is fun. I mean, it's educational and all that. I mean, of course there's bad social media. I know that. I'm not blind to that, but, I think it can be really good, especially like if you, like if you're a new AT, or if you go into a new school or something, getting that out there and making the community be able to see that, I think is awesome.
All right, you said MC athletic training has kind of become a business. What happens if you leave Monroe Central? So then, like, all of your stuff is branded Monroe Central. So talk a little bit about, did you think about that at all? Have you thought about it since then?
Yeah, so I told my superintendent if I could sign a 40-year contract, I would. I'm not going to leave MC. And I of course, my wife and I have been together for a while, and we talked about that. We want to stay around here. So I'm just going to be an MC guy forever. That's what I've always said. And I graduated from there. So I'll always be in the community. You know, I thought about that. My license plate says Go Bears as well. And so somebody asked me that too. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to be there. So, I mean, it is branded to that. I mean, I guess I could technically change everything. I don't know if I actually could do that. I'm not sure, but no, I'm sticking in MC for now. For my whole career, at least.
So if somebody, like, early on, I used to be PHS Sports Med, and then I changed to Mr. Jeremy Jackson, just in the event that, you know,
just in case,
just in case, but also, like, people, like, there's more than one PHS, right? Yeah. So there's, you know, right here, there's Pearland, or, you know, whatever it is. And so it is something for someone to think about as they're creating their account. Do they want this to only be a school account that can be passed down? Because we created a Pasadena Sports Medicine Instagram, and the kids can post on that, right? And so if that's what you want, hey, cool. Then create that account, check, make sure it's okay, and then go from there. If you want this to be something to where you're possibly building a brand, then you need to really consider, can I record videos on school property with school equipment and any of that stuff? And is that going to cause a conflict of interest where they're going to come after me, come after my job, come after any sort of income that I come from that? And so, you know, if I record them at home with my biological or adopted children, then that's, you know, that's different. That's all mine. But if I'm using the phone that the school's provided to record it, then it's technically school property. Mm-hmm. And so with the podcast, it's technically school property, you know, even though, like, I could just say, hey, everybody, I'm creating a different podcast called Sports Medicine Podcast instead of broadcast, whatever it is, then I can move that. But any other thoughts there as far as branding, like when you're first getting started?
Yeah, I think you made a good idea about it. Like, I think there's a decent amount on Twitter, and you see it too, of course, that has their name, ATC or something like that. I think that's not a bad idea. Like, I have a personal Twitter account. I don't use it. I pretty much use my MC athletic training for everything on Twitter, but I think it's probably a good idea to maybe just do that for yourself and then create a separate page that could be passed down. I think that's a great idea, like what you said.
Oh, yeah, so definitely at least think about that as you're creating this account, something that can be passed down.
Yeah.
So you said you made some connections with Chad, Craig, I'm sorry, from Foobag. He's actually supposed to be on the podcast next week, just talking about his story, his athletic trainer story. So I look forward to sharing that time with him. But what are some of the other ones? What do you think is the most random? So recently I just got a free sample from Magic Mind. It's I don't drink coffee, but it's like matcha. It's some sort of, and it has like some sort of mushrooms or something in there. It's supposed to help you with focus and clarity. So okay. I gave it to my wife so she can test it out, and then I can talk about it. But, you know, you get all sorts of random stuff. So what do you feel like is the most random thing that you've gotten from social media?
I don't know. They're all athletic training related. So I guess some ones I didn't really expect for some like smaller ish companies. Like I got some ankle braces from a couple of companies, I guess, that sent them to me, and I like them, but like I was just kind of surprised that a small business found me and then went that direction. But otherwise it's been pretty much, I would say, basic stuff. I mean, tape, all that kind of stuff, that, you know, athletic training equipment. But yeah, I guess I don't have any fun stories really.
Nothing random. All right. Words of caution for athletic trainers wanting to use social media to positively impact or promote what they're doing.
Biggest thing is to get school permission, especially if you're going to post on like school grounds and stuff. I've never had an issue, but I kind of have a weird connection because I grew up here, and so I've known all my admin and stuff for years as well. But always get permission from your school for sure. If you have a school phone like I do, make sure that you can use that to post and all that kind of stuff. And then, like I said, like it's just kind of personal. I don't really do much of my athletes. If I do, then get permission, of course. And I think that's good in all education, as you know. But otherwise, just, I mean, post your stuff. I mean, don't get in the loophole of the bad stuff that happens on social media, which I don't think athletic training really has too much. But I mean, I just always stay positive. I mean, it's easy for me to say that. I've kind of always been a happy guy, I guess. I've told myself at least, and just do you and have fun with it pretty much.
All right. Again, going back to the cautions, and we talked about the time that it takes. Have you had to have conversations with your wife? Has she said, "Hey, Kyle, put the phone down. Kyle, quit TikToking"?
Yeah, every now and again. I make all the videos on AdMC. So we have a different dynamic because we have a daughter. But so Kenzie's a teacher. She just went back to work this past week. And so I'm here. I used to, you know, just have my mornings off, and I would go in noon or 1 o'clock before I had to be there at 2 and make videos. So now my creative abilities have dwindled a little bit because of that time. But as you know, too, there's high times and down times in MC or athletic training. I mean, so I kind of just find ways. But yeah, every now, like if I'm thinking about ideas or something at home, I'm like, okay, I need to separate this a little bit. Yeah. But she's got a good point. I know that.
All right. Have you ever reused? So like when you said set up with me for baseball, have you ever reused that video?
I've reposted videos. Yes. But I don't know if I've done the get ready for a game with me, cause I try to keep those basis by basis, but I've actually reposted a decent amount, like, especially like when I was on paternity, well, I guess when I took time off for, when Reese was born, I went in, she was born on Christmas. I went in on the 23rd. I don't even think we had practices, but I went in and made 54 videos, which is nuts to think about now. I'm glad I did. But then I was posting twice a day at that time. So I ran out kind of, so I just kind of find ones that have a lot of views or just ones I thought was interesting that, just kind of repost to see if anybody else would appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, that's kind of what I do with the podcast. Some of the ones that are going to be released through July are ones that are recorded last June, you know, so I release those every 2 weeks. And then as I record new ones, so like this one, I'll work it into the schedule and bump something else back or something like that. And so I think as you're just getting started with social media, and just do it one at a time. And then as you get good, you know, as you get really comfortable, then okay, well, hey, let's make 10 TikToks today, and then we'll release one a day for the next 10 days, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's another good tip there. So I know we are pressing time because, as you've talked about, your beautiful little daughter, she should be waking up anytime soon.
Yep, she's starting to make some noise.
All right. So final thoughts for the athletic trainer and social media.
I would press to, you may be able to hear in the background, I apologize if you can, but I would press to make a social media of some kind. Twitter, I think, is probably really easy, especially like if you don't want to do photos or video, do Twitter. I mean, and like you said, the hashtag AT Twitter is phenomenal. Get on there for anything, or just look up shoulder rehab, look up whatever. Hi, Reese. But I would just push to make something. TikTok may not be for everybody videos wise, but like try to get on something that you can at least.
since Kyle's about to go, he's on Twitter, Monroe Central AT. On Instagram, it's Monroe Central AT. Yep. On TikTok, it is
same thing. I branded that way. Yep.
There you go. So it should be easy. And honestly, if you're on social media at all, you can probably find him. Like you said, he posts a lot. He's on there. He's quite popular on social media. So find Kyle. And then if you want to reach out to him, also, if you want to have other questions, then reach out to one of us and we can kind of continue this conversation with your questions as well. So KP, thanks for joining us. And Reese, thanks for sleeping so long. So for Jeremy, the Sports Medicine Broadcast, one of my partners is MedBridge. You can use the code DSMB. And then this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/GoBear. For Jeremy, Kyle, and Sports Medicine Broadcast, that is a wrap. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.